Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. Now, every week, our colleagues from the Straits Times talk us through the biggest headline coming out of Singapore for the week. And the latest statistics from the Ministry of Manpower showed that Singapore's labour market continues its recovery in April this year. The resident unemployment rate for Singapore residents and citizens have dipped for the sixth consecutive month. We're joined today by Jolene Ang, journalist at the Straits Times, for more insights. Jolene, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me, Howie.
First, give us a breakdown of these latest figures, unemployment rates for citizens and residents, overall unemployment numbers, etc. What do you make of them?
Right. The latest statistics, they are for the month of April. So for that month, the resident unemployment rate, which covers Singapore citizens as well as permanent residents, it fell to 3.9% from 4% in the previous month, which was March. Mm. So this is a decline for the sixth consecutive month, like you mentioned, which means that the situation has been improving. For Singapore citizens, unemployment also dropped to 4.1% from 4.2% in March. But the overall unemployment rate stayed the same as the month of March at 2.9%.
But it has been declining, right? Overall unemployment rates declining since September's peak. What does this reflect?
Yeah, it has. So in September, the overall unemployment rate peaked at 3.5%. So since then, you know, the situation has been improving and the labour market has been slowly recovering and there's been some job growth. But we are actually not yet back to the pre-pandemic levels where the annual overall unemployment rate used to be around slightly above 2%, so around 2.1 to 2.3%.
Also, Manpower Minister Tan Sri Leng shared some comments yesterday about the labour numbers, job matches, for example, impact of the tightening of measures or the tapping on various support schemes. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, so he mentioned various support channels for job seekers, such as the actually enacted jobs and skills package that has gotten a lot of news coverage in the past year. So under that package, we have things like the SG United traineeship for fresh or younger graduates. These are paid positions. Then we also have the skills program for the early to mid-career employees, which are full-time training programs that offer training allowances. And then you also have some schemes for the mid-career job seekers, like the SG United mid-career pathways program. That also involves traineeships and training programs, but there are slightly higher allowances. So this program is tailored to mid-career job seekers so that they can gain work experience while waiting for a permanent job. And aside from the package, Minister Tan also mentioned that there are virtual career fairs and workshops that are organised by Workforce Singapore. And also career guidance is also available from coaches and ambassadors.
What's then the outlook for the market in the coming months? I mean, are companies pushing to hire? Do we know?
So experts that we interviewed say that they expect that business outlook will continue to be positive in the coming months. Yesterday, I spoke to Mr. Paul Hing, who is the managing director of a HR services organization. And he mentioned that, you know, Singaporeans and businesses have responded well to the recent Phase 2 heightened alert. He spoke about how banks like DBS are hiring more engineers to manage the challenges of digitalization. And actually, yesterday, gaming company Razer also made headlines for its announcement of a potential entry into the cryptocurrency space. So all these announcements are actually boosting positive sentiment, and they seem likely to continue to encourage other businesses to step up hiring and move forward.
All right, Jolene, we're grateful for your insights. Thanks for joining us today, and you stay safe.
Thank you. You too.
Jolene Ang, journalist at The Straits Times. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.